Thank you, Joe.
It's Friday, and I'm sitting in the grounds of Chequers. The noise you can hear are people standing by ready to do a very special sport relief mile. The rest of us are all doing ours tomorrow, but certain people are very busy. They have to do theirs today. And one of those people is the Prime Minister, Mr. Tony Blair. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, except I've got to go and do this mile.
Now, obviously, you're the first Prime Minister or head of state that I've interviewed, so what is the correct way for me to address you?
Address me as anything you like.
Okay.
You can call me Tony for the purpose of this, if you want.
God, but you can call me Chris.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you, that's really good.
So, just to clear up any confusion, obviously, because we have John Culshaw on our show a lot, who does impressions, you are not John Culshaw the Impressionist at all.
I'm definitely not.
Do you have the power to have John beheaded?
Yes.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, John.
Yeah.
Worry about that for the rest of the world. We're doing your mile. So in most of the interviews you do, obviously, it's about your job and politics and the running of the country. You can rest assured I won't be asking you anything about that, because I don't really know about things like that. So this should be a great interview.
Makes two, then.
So I want to relax you a bit, you know, for the mile, obviously, because you seem a little bit apprehensive about it.
I am, because it's fine when you sort of... You think about it in theory a few days before, but then when you actually have it, then you got sort of Colin Jackson and people running alongside you, you think this may have been a mistake.
Can you not kind of nudge him on the start line, trip him up?
Actually, the worst thing is, because we've got a whole lot of children here as well, is this little girl just telling me that she runs the mile in under 5 minutes. So yeah. I'm not going to get embarrassed by Colin, I'll be embarrassed by all the kids too. But anyway, there it is. It's all in a good cause.
See, now, you know, I'd use the excuse that, you know, if you were to injure yourself, then you'd be out of work, and that's bad. So, for the country's sake, you need to take it a nice, steady pace.
Well, there's no other pace I'll be going, I can tell you.
So, I mean, you had a health scare back in October. Are you fine? Are you fit to do this? Have you trained?
Actually, I do train quite a lot, but, you know, we'll find out at the end of it.
You look all right. You look
ready.
Yeah,
no. In fact, I keep fit, but I don't do much running. I've never been. It's funny. I've always found with running, I find it just difficult. You know. So I play quite a lot of tennis. I do gym work. I play football. But running, no. I've never been a great runner.
See, now I'm going to do it tomorrow, and to raise more money for sport relief. My sob story is that I'm going to start the race with my dad, who just came out of hospital from a quadruple heart bypass, which is true. He's going to walk it. I'm going to run, get to the line, then run back and walk the rest of the way with him. And I'm hoping that should be enough tear jerkers to kind of raise more cash.
Someone told me, though, you do running.
I did.
Have you done the Great North Run?
I did the Great North Run in just under 2 hours.
You're joking.
See, now can I just say, Tony's eyes just slightly dropped down to my waistline and then back up again.
Oh, was that noticeable?
It was very noticeable. No, I did. But then it's one of these things.
When was that then?
And we're coming up to 2 years. So we're 2 years this year. And I've lost my momentum since then slightly.
Right.
But in all seriousness, I've started again. I went training again yesterday, which almost killed me. So, you know, which is why I'm kind of on the sidelines today.
That's under 2 hours. That's amazing.
No, I did it in a car. I mean, I didn't run. You mentioned you play a bit of football. Did you get to see many of the Euro 2004 games for Portugal?
Yeah, no, I did. I watched. There was the Switzerland game, actually. I didn't get to see much of because I was in the middle of a meeting. But the rest of them, I watched. Yeah,
I was there.
You were there. I know.
Yes.
Lucky you.
It was great.
Now, it must have been a fantastic atmosphere and things. And it was a pity, obviously, we didn't get further. But I thought they played well.
Do you obviously you can't go down the pub to watch it, and I've noticed if you know what I'm saying. So I was in one of the rooms in the house, Chequers, just momentarily. I don't know which room that we were in then, with a big fireplace.
Yeah, that's.
But there's
yeah.
there's a beautiful picture of summer on the wall, which I think if you took that down, you could get a massive plasma up there, widescreen, surround sound. You'd be laughing.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know. I love the word. I know guys in Leeds be able to get you one on the cheap.
Yeah.
Just don't.
That would be helpful.
Do you, obviously, since we started doing the breakfast show in the morning on Radio 1, I would imagine you're tuning in every day.
Well, not every day. Let's put it like that.
Right.
I used to listen to Radio 1 a lot in the old days. I was telling you it was in Simon Mayer's days and things, but I don't get to listen to it so much now since I start a bit early. But how's it going? Are you doing well?
I'm brilliant.
Oh, well, obviously. No, the show too.
The show's all right. No, yeah, fine. We're doing fine. 700,000 new listeners in the morning, and going strong.
And so, what are you playing then? What are the things that are?
What's good?
Yeah. What are the bands? Where do you?
Well, we play a bit of everything, but we break a lot of new music. At the moment, I'm loving a band called Snow Patrol, who are very, very good.
Yeah.
And Joe just played their dance record, The Shapeshifters, which is great. And I was sad, it's strange, because only this morning I actually said it's a really good time for music at the moment. And one of the things that helps you when you get up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work is the fact that you can sit in the studio and play some decent records. When obviously music kind of goes in and out of fashion of certain trends, and sometimes there's a bit more, some trend that you don't like. But at the moment, there seems to be a lot of good British bands kind of breaking through and making some really good stuff. I'll lend you some CDs.
Thank you.
As long as Ewan doesn't, borrow them and not give them back. Because I know that he likes a lot of stuff that we play.
That's true.
So who else is taking part in the race today?
We've got Steve Redgrave, of course, which is fantastic. And as I say, Colin Jackson and Nikki. I'm sure even at this late stage they could manage some trainers for you.
I believe I'm contractually obliged exclusively to the Leeds one. It causes a big hoo-ha with Sport Relief.
Yeah.
If I was to, double up, it's like having two Mickeys at Disneyland in the same place. You've got to, that analogy didn't work. But, it's just an excuse for me to get out of it. I hope you're wearing your one red sock, as all runners have to do.
I've got my one red sock,
He is. Yep. I can confirm he's wearing it. What happens is you get one now. When you can finish the race, you get the other red sock. So the mile is about to start. Thank you very much. Come back in a moment when you've... Well, a moment or two when you've finished.
It'll be quite a time, actually. You might have to extend the programme a little bit.
You'll be fine. Deep breaths. And obviously, if you can, just try and trip Colin or Steve on the starting line, and you'll do a lot better.
It'll be surely the only way I'll beat them. Okay,
Tony,
Chris,
thank you.
Thanks.
Off you go. I'll see you in a second. All right, so we'll be back in a few records' time with the results of the Chequers Sport Relief Mile. Back to you.
Hi.
Thank you for letting us interrupt your show, by the way, Joe. Tony was enjoying Jamelia, the last record, while we're getting his breath back, our breath back, as we ran the race together. By the way, very last minute I decided to run, and I did very well, although I didn't really. First of all, congratulations on your time, 3:59. You must be very pleased.
That was the first 100 yards. The rest was a bit of a sweat.
I think it was about just under 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is very good.
Well, it's... it's just about okay.
I can now present you with your second Sport Relief
thank
sock,
you,
which now
thank
says
you
you've
much.
Done it. So congratulations.
Wonderful.
I'm sure you'll wear those with pride.
I will.
When you go to work on a daily basis with your red socks on. I'm going to be running the miles tomorrow in Leeds, in Rowney Park. We've been doing a big sponsored text competition between me and Scott Mills in the afternoon, who's doing it in Southampton. You text in, it's a pound text, 70p goes to Sport Relief. I don't know if you've texted for me already against Scott.
No, but that's nothing against you.
Right.
It's just the technologies.
Okay.
Not entirely with me yet.
When we finish, I'm quite happy to run through it with you, and you can, maybe text for me a few times so I win.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay,
it's
a fair deal.
Pound. I can steal my boss's phone if you want. Put it on his bill. So, of course, we're interrupting Joe's show, the Queen of Music of Radio 1. So, obviously, with a teenage family, you must get to hear, whether you like it or not, lots of... CDs blaring out from the bedrooms.
Yeah, no, I do. So it keeps you abreast of what's happening. But although I think it's what's interesting is that, my kids, but I think other kids about the same age too, will listen to some of the older stuff that we would listen to.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was young, you wouldn't have listened to anything your parents listened to at all.
So Ewan's probably getting to that age where he's like, do you notice any of your CDs in your collection slowly start disappearing?
There's certainly interchange between the two, yeah. Yeah, no, so bands like sort of, I don't know, U2 and Bruce Springsteen, all these types of people, they would listen to too. Even the Beatles and Beach Boys and that type of stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that's all what they listen to, but I think there's a far greater, interaction between the generations now.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, if you don't mind, I might have a word with him about the Bruce Springsteen CDs.
No, well, you'd be wrong in that, actually, Chris. I would take issue with you in that. We're going to have that conversation.
We'll discuss the Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but you will know. So you never play any in the morning?
And Bruce Springsteen?
How many listeners did you say you put on? 700,000?
Yeah, so...
Play some of that, you put on another 700,000.
Okay, so Monday, I will choose a Bruce Springsteen song. Is there any one in particular... would you go for? Would you go with a Born in the USA, or would you Go with a Light My Fire. Not that I'm a fair, you know.
Light My Fire?
That was one of his. It's a slow one with a little finger.
You
click.
Mean Dancing in the Dark? Do you mean? My Fire was The Doors.
No, but he did it. He did his slow. Don't make me prove that I know about Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
Not good
he
for
did
me.
A cover version, did he?
It wasn't that song. It was. I can't believe we're discussing Bruce Springsteen songs.
No, you're probably right. Actually, you're probably right. Was, but I don't know. Yeah, but anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll
is
play.
He right or is he wrong?
I think I'm right.
Yeah, they you probably look, are.
Yeah. Okay.
You should know.
You
wouldn't
know.
I'm not sure about that.
So let's just ask you a few kind of random questions while we're here and a few kind of silly things for Sport Relief. Obviously, everybody is encouraged to vote for yourself when the elections come round. Have you ever voted for any of the reality TV things?
No.
Really?
No.
Have you ever been
It would
tempted?
Be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't really. No.
Do you watch many of the...
Well, I don't get a great deal of time to do it. I mean, it's extraordinary... to be honest, I never understand how people can bear to put themselves through it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm amazed or appalled or what, but it's amazing when people do it. And I know they're fantastically popular, but I don't really get the time to do it.
I think the average kind of sane person will watch it, but would never do it in a million years. And then that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, except presumably people queue up to do it, so it must be...
I mean, there's certain things that are for charity and stuff like that, which I understand, but then the other thing of kind of putting yourself through it for no reason whatsoever, but the experience I often find a bit odd, I must admit. More bizarre questions. Did you like the movie Love Actually?
Funnily enough, I saw it just recently. Yeah, I did like it. Yeah, I thought it was a good movie.
I didn't see it. I haven't seen it yet. Is it worth
No, it is. No, it is. I mean, it's a nice... It's a good sort of feel-good type of movie, which is... You know, when you're doing my job occasionally, what you need. But, no, it was good. It was good, and Hugh Grant was pretty good Prime Minister.
Well, this is it. He kind of plays
Yeah, I know
himself.
All my staff came in and said, why isn't he Prime Minister? And all
that, but I do think it's only fair, then, that you should play Hugh Grant in maybe a movie.
I don't know whether the swap would work, but it's worth a try anyway.
Yeah.
We'll phone up Hollywood and see.
Do you have the number for Hollywood?
No.
I'm sure your people will have the number.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously, thank you very much for talking to us. Congratulations on doing the mile. It's been a pleasure to come down and speak to you. I think I've done a good job today.
Yeah, you've been... what can I say? It's been a moving experience.
Knighthood?
Well, we tend to start a little bit low, but right. I perhaps in your cases as well. Anyway, these aren't my decisions ultimately, as you know.
I know, but you know the people. You know, you're in with the in crowd. I mean, I'm just putting it.
Yeah, you do well in the House of Lords, actually.
Okay,
I'll the place up.
I'll do that later.
Reduce the average age.
Okay, so everybody's going to be doing their miles tomorrow, up and down the country for Sport Relief. Do you have some words of encouragement for everyone signed up?
Yeah, because I mean, it's a good thing to do in any event, but it's a fantastic charity and. You know, I mean, we haven't talked about this, but the good work they do in some of the poorest parts of the world and with some of the poorest kids in this country is absolutely fantastic. And if you see the transformation of their lives, then you realise why it's a good thing to be involved with.
It is a worthwhile cause. Final question. It'd be inappropriate for me to pose a political question when we're talking about charities, obviously. But to be honest, it'd be foolish of me not to take this opportunity to ask you one question that is definitely on the nation's lips. What's your favourite cheese?
I'll answer this if you tell me why you ask it.
in all honesty, we can't actually remember why we started it.
Right.
But we just now, that's anybody good. We interview, we have to ask.
Okay. Mature English cheddar.
Is there any particular reason why?
Just like the taste. It's as good a reason as any. It's food.
Prime Minister, thank you for talking to us today. Thanks for supporting Sport Relief.
Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot. All the best.